Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Well, now that we have Kristen Beck as our partner, we're going to have two quick tips with every quick tip episode. And we'll start off this week with our quick tip from Kristen Beck at kristensguide.com. She recommends that keeping your floor clutter-free will make it easier for you to maneuver through rooms during situations like power outages and emergencies that require you to get through your home quickly. And at kristensguide.com, there are many, many tips for decluttering your home and office. So stop by and check it out. The next tip is about handguns. In episode 32, I went into quite a bit of detail on the various options available when selecting a handgun. In this episode, I wanted to briefly cover aiming the handgun in a conflict situation. There are many things to consider when aiming a handgun. There's your stance, your grip, your breathing, sight alignment, and trigger pull. All of these variables will affect your shot placement. Now, accurate shooting is an art, and at the highest levels, and I'm talking about the elite military and police sharpshooters and Olympic shooters, they even synchronize trigger control to their heartbeat. And yes, at extreme range, it does make a difference. What I'm going to focus on in this quick tip is the aspect of sight alignment. Close quarters tactical shooting is very different from square range, and the reasons are time and distance. Generally speaking, your attacker is going to be close, and you're not going to have much time to bring your weapon to bear. This is why square range practice is only marginally helpful for real self-defense. Under non-conflict conditions, where you have as much time as you want, the goal is to properly align the rear sight with the front sight on the center of the target. When all three are lined up, you squeeze the trigger. Now, when combined with other good shooting techniques, this will result in a 1-inch, which is a 2-3 centimeter, grouping at just about any range. The problem is, under conflict conditions, you don't have the luxury of time. Most handgun conflicts occur within 9 feet, which is about 3 meters, and you have fractions of a second to react. So what do? You just use your front sight. You put that front sight on the target and squeeze. Now, on a side note, you always squeeze the trigger. You never jerk or yank it, as that will cause you to miss regardless of how close you are. So, the front sight on the target and squeeze the trigger. Even the instructors that teach complete sight alignment agree that when you're under stress conditions, with little time to react, you won't get complete sight alignment. It is best to train perfectly and then just use what you get in the real world. But don't forget the front sight is the most important in a confrontation. That's the end of the barrel, and it's a good indicator which way the bullet will fly. So is this a less accurate way of shooting? Absolutely. But in a conflict, you aren't shooting at 25 yards. You aren't going for that perfect 1-inch grouping. You're shooting at a target at 9 feet away, and you're going for a 9-inch grouping, and that's about 22 centimeters. In a conflict, a hit is a hit, whether it's at the edge or the perfect center of the target. So practice aiming your handgun. Always use safe handling procedures on and off the range, and get professional instruction. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.